Welcome and namaste. You're listening to This Nepali Life.
Hey there, folks. I hope you're doing well. Since the main genre of this podcast is personal journal and social, so I think I better stuck to the genre, right? And start maybe posting everyday life, what had happened, my everyday incidents, and just like the theme said, personal journal. So that's what I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna make this podcast a little bit rough, not concrete. I'm gonna make this podcast a little bit fluid and not quantitable, only qualitable. Like, not quantitative, like qualitative. That's what I meant to say. I will make this podcast a little bit open and open into a lot of interpretations. And yeah, so for today, what I'm gonna talk about, I really want to talk about it. Yesterday I binged actually all of the 4 movies of John Wick, but that's not what I'm gonna talk about. And then after I saw I See You movie. It's a little bit psychological movie, and that too is I'm not gonna talk about. What I'm gonna talk about today is a movie called Don't Look Up. Jennifer Lawrence, Timothy Chalamet, and Leonardo DiCaprio is on too. And basically, the premise of the whole movie is like a grad student discovering a running PhD student discovering a basically a comet heading straight into the Earth, which would indeed would collide with Earth after some months, and nobody takes them seriously. Even presidents, media, nobody take them serious, and they all were like took this news to make a headline or new propaganda to make profit or to boost up their votes, to make them increase their popularity, and nobody make them, you know, nobody take them seriously, and they were like hustling and bustling here and there just to make people aware about the situation and to make aware to the government to act quickly, maybe launching some nukes to strike the to hit the asteroid so that it could spread into some little bit tiny pieces, so that, you know, the impact, like to make impact less catastrophical. But they don't listen to them, and but they did agree to like send the nukes up, but they did launch that too, but in the middle it was like floating downwards, and all the people, it's coming down, what is happening? And Leo asked the president, what is happening? What happened? And there's another guy from, like, who is the president of the Bash company. He's saying, like, comet asteroid basically contains a lot of minerals and minerals, diamonds and golds and whatnot, which would actually eradicate world hunger, world poverty, and which is very vital to use in making cell phones and technologies, which are just bogus. And you can see that Leo's very angry too, which we get in our nerves too. And I will not tell you what had happened in the climax, but just go watch the movie. And it changed my whole perspective on how is media brainwashing you is, and how politics is just using you, how you are just tiny pawn in this system, and how you can actually get out too if you think really smartly and seriously, and what really matters. If something catastrophic is going to happen, what really matters? It boils down to some certain points, and that's what you learn from this movie. You learn meaning of family, meaning of importance of family, and having together somebody to talk to. Real friends. And how in the end of a real terrible accident. We all need a human to seek refuge. I mean, to just feel grounded. How this is all ideological. This all, whatever we have built, is so unnecessary. And whatever we have built till now is only for the benefit of us, or enhancing our relationship, or eradicating our differences. Or maybe we can sit down and have a nice dinner together. I actually wanted to write this review in Facebook, but I don't know. I don't want to write this. I just want to speak out. I want to speak my heart out. That's why. And I will do. I will do. If something is happening or something is boiling inside of me, I will immediately hit record and I'm gonna publish it. Whatever it is, I'm not gonna be. Before I used to think, you know, I should make this podcast a little bit formal, like whatever other people are making like that. I should have a script. I mean, I will have script. I'm just recording from my phone. Till now, I don't have enough money to buy a microphone too. Maybe in the future we will. Amen. But till then, I'm gonna speak directly on my phone, direct my feelings, and I hope even if I could connect to a single soul, that would be the sole purpose of this podcast, to feel connect with a single soul. And, you know, even if somebody feels like different, somebody feels there's nobody, and nobody could understand my feeling or anything, to make them feel that, hey, I am there too, or there are many other too who could relate to you. You're not the only one. Yeah, and I mean, if you ask me, should you watch this? I think you should definitely watch this, watch that movie. It's about 6:45 p.m. and sun has already sunk, and sky is a little bit light. Birds are chirping. Kids are playing football. I can smell burning of woods cooking. Feels good to be alive. It feels to have roof over my head, have family together. I think that's what it all boils down to, if you ask me. That's just feeling of gratitude. Okay. All right. I'll see you another one. Until then, do take care of yourself. Peace.